Back in the days of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, ballroom dancing was all the rage. Then came the 1960s, when partner dancing moved off to the sidelines. But ballroom is back on the dance floor, both socially and increasingly as a competitive sport. Connecticut Public Radio's Diane Orson brings us the story of a young ballroom dancer from Guilford who, despite a painful medical condition, is a U.S. champion.
Backside forward, forward side close.
In a studio above her family's garage, Ariel Mayer is learning new ballroom dance routines.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
She's a competitive ballroom dancer who holds several national titles, including a U.S. Youth Dance Championship in the 16 to 18-year-old category, though she's just 14. Amanda Pitlick is Ariel's instructor.
Ariel is a very particular type of student. She could really take this as far as she wanted to go.
Ariel started ballroom dancing after being hospitalized for a condition called neurovascular muscular dystrophy disorder.
I had a ton of dance experience with ballet, jazz, tap, modern, but my joints weren't working correctly because of my disease and my pain.
So she tried ballroom and found she loved it. Instructor Pitlick says Ariel began by learning two styles.
A ballroom style, which is the American smooth, and rhythm, which is sort of the American version of Latin dancing. There's a lot of competitors out there who just focus on one style, so they just devote all of their time to five dances or four dances. But Miss Ariel over here is doing nine.
Pitlick is a professional ballroom dancer who competes as an adult. She describes the dance sport as a kind of underground industry that many people in the U.S. don't know much about. Ariel holds titles in the American category.
There's patterns that you learn in each dance. So for smooth, we have waltz, tango, foxtrot, and Viennese waltz.
The teen is homeschooled with a full schedule of online classes and private tutors, and weekly trips into New York City to train alongside many of the top ballroom dancers in the U.S. She agrees her life is different from many of her peers, but says she's happy to have found a creative outlet that she loves, helps her manage her medical condition, and teaches the value of hard work.
It's shown me how to create a plan, create a goal, but also take a step back and realize that it's a whole process to get to that goal. So you have to be able to be like, this is where I want to be, but I can't judge myself if I'm not there yet, and just take it one step at a time.
Ariel Mayer performs this weekend in Brantford and will compete at the Millennium Dance Sport Championships in Louisiana in June. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.